Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second, the right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third, the shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth, the catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second, the first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting third, the left fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dillinger moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillinger moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. Coleman moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Coleman scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mullen moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner, who is chasing the ball. Evers reaches third base with a triple. Mullen scores. It's 2-1, Browns. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evers scores. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo moves to second. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo scores. Wagner moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to third. Lake moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger strikes out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Evers strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Stevens steals second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 1 in the game. Leaner hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Heath moves to second. It's Browns, 3, Tigers, 3. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Neuhauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Neuhauser moves to second. 2 outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss strikes out. 1 out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 1 in the game. Moncrief strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field. Wirtz picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wirtz. Dillinger moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Evers bunts towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Mullen moves to third. 1 out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mullen scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mayo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Heath reaches second base with a double. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to third. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neuhauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock strikes out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-2 in the game. Moncrief strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mullen strikes out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Evers is hit by the pitch. Skeeter Webb pinch runs for Hoot Evers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. Kell moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Mayo moves to second. It's 6-3, Tigers. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Newhouser hits a line drive into right field. Coleman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Coleman. Mayo scores. Wagner moves to third. Newhouser moves to second. It's 7-3, Tigers. Glenn Mulder now pitching. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbein hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Doc Kramer now playing center field. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Stevens reaches third base with a triple. Dillinger scores. It's 7-4, Tigers. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. Stevens scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Tigers. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-4 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mullen strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hitchcock fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw now playing left field. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-3 in the game. Moss strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Witt pinch hits for Glenn Mulder. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.